Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, are you sick, run down, or not feeling your best?
Well, maybe you should take the day off. Or not. Let's roll that intro.
Welcome to Bridging Atlantic's B-Sides, a show where we share material that doesn't quite fit in with our weekly interview series. Here on B-Sides, we focus on empowering musicians and creatives to craft careers by arming you with the tools you need to make it in the entertainment industry. So if you're new here, consider subscribing.
We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marciano Velli from Canada. When I'm not releasing music or doing this show, I'm producing records or vlogging as the Crazy Vegan.
Before we jump into the episode, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger from as little as a dollar per month. Mm-hmm. You'll gain access to our exclusive Encore series featuring never-before-seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's right. You can also head on over to our website to pick up one of our shirts. Use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order, and we promise they're going to look fantastic on you.
That's why we made them.
That's right.
So today we are going to be talking about a topic that we can probably all relate to, and that's being sick and what to do when there is still work to be done.
Yeah, we're actually recording this episode while I'm a little under the weather, which is where the idea came from to record this in the first place.
Yeah, so you know, we did an episode on self-care recently, which was all about the importance of taking care of yourself. But what happens if you wake up one morning and you're feeling terrible, but you've still got commitments or deadlines that you really can't push back or, you know, or cancel?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really about priorities and determining what really needs to be done and what can be pushed back. And also thinking about the bigger picture, you know, and doing what is best for you and in your career long term. You know, for example, today we had an interview scheduled and it was a case of weighing up whether it made sense to spend an hour recording it despite feeling terrible, or rescheduling, which would cause more stress and much more work in the long run, I think.
Yeah, and I think it can apply to so many things. You don't want to push yourself too hard when you're already feeling sick. But sometimes doing a little work now can save you time and stress in the long run. So, for example, I was sick last week, and you know, perhaps I came back to work a day earlier than I should have, but I took it easy in that it was pretty much an admin day. So I spent that day kind of getting on top of the emails so that, you know, I wouldn't have as much to do the following day or the following week. And I feel it definitely helped. In fact, I got my to-do emails down from 20 down to 2. Mm-hmm. That's rare. That never happens. So
yeah, that's huge.
That's helped me.
That's huge. You know, so did you take any time for yourself at all? Did you, like, how much time did you take?
I would say I probably took at least a full day and a half. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, I got sick over the weekend, so I wasn't working for two of those days anyway. Mm-hmm. But
so
I definitely took
at least... Yeah.
And I needed it. I think you know yourself when you need to not be staring at a computer screen or not working on something. And it's about, like we talked about in that self-care episode, it's about listening to that and recognizing when you really can't or really shouldn't work, don't. But if you feel up to it, then maybe take it easy and do something that's not going to be too strenuous, but is going to help you, you know, in the long run or even in the short term.
I almost look at this episode as part two to that self-care episode because, you know, I feel like when you don't practice self-care, you end up getting sick, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess this is kind of damage control here. So one, you're going to get sick regardless. It's going to happen. We all get sick at some point, you know, and two, when you don't apply that self-care, you know, everything we kind of talked about in that episode, and you get to this point that you're so run down and you get sick anyway, we're trying to do some damage control here. So I think it's just really important to take that time for ourselves, you know, because even if we are practicing the most perfect self-care, we're still going to get sick every now and then, you know. So if you do end up getting sick, just take care of yourself. Do what you have to do and listen to your gut, not your head that's telling you, I have to work. Take that time, you know?
Yeah.
Let it go.
And I think, yeah, it's going to vary from person to person and depending on what you're working on at any given time. But yeah, just, you know, you'll know yourself, I think. I trust that you will know.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you for that. I think one time when it can be really tricky is when, at least for me, when I'm due to play a show, you know, I have to ask myself, do I play this show or do I cancel? You know, and oftentimes, usually what the deciding factor is for me is literally if I can physically sing. You know, sometimes I often, as a singer, and I think a lot of singers can relate to this, I think because we use our voices so much that that's usually the place, at least for me, where virus or bacteria attacks me. So I actually just recently went through a month where I pretty much couldn't sing because I had a throat infection, and then that turned to like a viral thing. All this crap happened, and it was very difficult. I had to rest. Thankfully, I didn't have any recording time scheduled or any tour booked, and you know, I just rested my voice. But you know, that's not always the case. So that's not always possible. So you know, the question is, do you play the show or do you not? You know, that's really subjective and that's up to each person. But I think that you have to kind of weigh the pros and cons. How important is the show? You know, some people would argue every show is important. But I think you got to remember how important your health is, too. So if it's something that's going to drastically impact your health, I think maybe you should look at, you know, rescheduling that. But if you can get through it, make it out there, you know, maybe let people know you're not feeling well so you're not going to stick around and chat that much as you usually would. I don't know. It's really up to you. But I have definitely backed out of some shows in the past because I definitely was not feeling well. But usually I don't.
Yeah. And I think for me, when it comes to working while sick, mm-hmm. it is always a struggle because there are deadlines that need to be met and emails that need to be answered. And you know, I think that the best way for me to deal with it, and probably for artists to deal with it as well, if you're, you know, if you're in communication with a lot of different people, like maybe you are trying to plan a tour, or maybe you're trying to book a recording session, or maybe you're working with a publicist, just be honest and let them know that you're not feeling great. And that things may be a little bit slower than usual. Because I find that when I do that with people, they're just, if they understand the situation, then, you know, there's less pressure on everyone. And I feel like, focusing on the admin kind of tasks that don't require too much thought or concentration is definitely better than trying to do something that's a bit more intense that's going to potentially make you feel worse at the end of the day.
You know, I do the same thing and kind of more relating to the self-care thing, but even if I'm not sick, but I'm just feeling run down or I'm feeling maybe a little down that day, you know, I think I will focus my energy on that kind of left brain stuff. That's, you know, just sit there mindlessly kind of, you know, reply to emails or do the, like you said, the admin task, because at least you're getting something done, you know, if you can, without overreaching yourself, you know, because sometimes a lack of progress actually can makes you feel worse, you know. So it's important to make some progress if you can, but you really got to weigh that out for yourself, because there's going to be times where you just need to fully relax and recover, though, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I can relate to the lack of progress making you feel worse. Like sometimes if you're not sick and you don't make any progress, it can make you feel kind of really stressed and anxious, which then can lead to you being sick. So,
right. It's kind of a catch-22 on that, because, you know, I think that any of us that are aspiring for bigger and better things, you know, we're always constantly working. And I think we've talked about this in the past. If we're not working, we feel like we're not moving forward. Right. But if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not going anywhere. You know what I mean? And I know for me, I don't know if this is for you too, Ross, but I know for me for sure, when I do not take care of myself, I am just so much more likely to get sick. And it's obvious. We always have virus, bacteria, all this stuff all over the place all the time. And, you know, our body's ability to fight it off is definitely weakened by stress. We all know this. So let's keep the stress levels down. If you haven't checked out our self-care episode, check it out, because we dive deep into how to take care of yourself and how to prevent a lot of these things, really preventing burnout. I think you and I experience that way too often within a year. Burnout, and oftentimes coming out of that is just as difficult, because you kind of have to get yourself back into that zone, as energetic and as excited as you are to get back into work. It's like getting yourself out of that place or that rut. So, you know, the best is just kind of keep yourself even keen and kind of keep yourself well, which is always easier said than done. That's why this is pretty much a two-part episode about it.
Pretty much. And I think Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to hear from you guys mm-hmm. about what your experiences have been. I mean, obviously, we touched a little bit on, you know, potentially rescheduling shows if you're sick. Mm-hmm. But what do you do if you've got a recording session booked and you're sick? How do you deal with that? Have you been in that situation?
I have. Like to know. Well, you know, I can actually. We want to hear from our audience, but you know, I have been, and I definitely have to cancel, especially for a studio, because you got to remember that's going to live on a recording forever. You know, I mean, that's just my opinion. I want to know. Some other people might say absolutely not. You go through it. You know, I've got some producers that say, you know, there's been some great recordings that were captured when artists were sick, and I can't really dispute that because everyone's got their own opinion. For me, in the studio, I want to be at my best. You know what I mean? I want to be in my best place because that's something you're going to listen back for years. And I think an album, some people think an album should represent you live. I actually completely disagree on that. I'd have another opinion on that. I think an album should just be your best representation of your ability. You know, and live is a whole different beast. Why would you want an album to sell in live anyway? I mean, that's why you go see an artist live and then you could put out a live album. You know, I'm a little bit going off on a tangent there. But that's just my opinion on that. And then you know, another side of it too is same with the live shows. Like, you know, when you're balancing out whether or not to do a live show, it's the question of how sick are you, because you also don't want someone who's never seen you before see you for the first time and think ugh, because you're just not at your best. Yeah. You know, and relating to doing this show as well, you know, anyone who's been following for a while. You probably have heard either Ross or I sick during an interview. It happens all the time, and we usually go through with it. One, because you know, we're doing this from home, so we kind of, unless we're so sick we have to be in bed. I mean, it's hard to excuse not, you know, yeah. doing this.
And I think we've only actually needed to cancel one interview because one of us was too sick.
I think maybe each of us have had to cancel one in like 3.5 years, and that's it. And that's the other thing I was going to say is, you know, we don't want to let our guests down and we don't want to let our viewers down, you know, so our guest, it's difficult to schedule someone in at a particular time. So, you know, we don't want to just tell that person, see you later, because, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to reschedule. So, you know, but having said that, there are times where we should have maybe not done that. But, you know, thankfully, Ross and I have each other here. So, you know, if I'm sick, he kind of helps to take over a bit. And Ross is sick, I do the same. So, I mean, if you work within a band setting or you're any kind of creative that works with other people, you know, maybe like Ross said, just being honest about it, whether you're doing admin stuff or you're doing creative stuff, just be honest with people about it, because you'd be surprised how someone might let you know what, you know, get some rest, or we're going to work on this, but I'm going to kind of take the lead on it and let you rest, you know. Just be open, honest, and, you know, we're all in this together, as we always say, and I just think that most importantly, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to remember that self-care. And if we're ill, we need to get ourselves well and recovered, because if you're not well, you know, you can't really be of much use to yourself or anyone else.
Yep. Wise words. And I think with that, that's it from B-Sides. Mm-hmm. We hope that you took something away from this episode, and we really would love you to share your stories and your thoughts with us in the comments. See if there's anything that we can learn from you guys as well. And if you've learned anything from us, please let us know, because you know, that'll help us make the show better.
Yes, please. We'd absolutely love to hear from you.
And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of these shirts while you're there. Not this specific one, but one of them.
Yeah, you've worn it a few times. Unless you're in, you know, it might be a collector's item. Sri, I'm working on my new solo album. You can check out my music on Spotify and iTunes and just about everywhere and anywhere you like to stream or download music. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I am working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, and Social Surge. All links are in the description, so please check them out, because they do out Ross.
They keep the show alive. And that's a good one. If you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic.
Yes.
We have recently updated our rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, an opportunity for you to co-host an episode, and of course, gain access to our new Encore series. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
All right, so that's it for B-Sides. We will be back next week with a brand new interview.
We will, and make sure to catch new B-Sides episodes on the last Tuesday of every month.
See you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.